Never settle for less than you know you deserve. He was glad he'd listened to his motivational recording this morning. Fresh in his mind, it helped reaffirm his convictions and gave him the strength to undertake the next step. They had neared their destination hours ago, but had circled back when he was overcome with a case of last-minute jitters. He was fine now, and Melinda was oblivious as usual. He cut the engine and waited for Melinda to notice.
"Hun, why are we stopped?"
She slurped the last of her drink and placed the glass down beside her.
"I don't know. The engine stalled."
He fiddled with the motor as he studied his wife. She was well on her way to unconsciousness. Melinda yawned.
"I'm falling asleep. Must be the sun."
Her speech was slurred. The medication had kicked in. Less than 5 minutes later, she was comatose, her mumbled speech replaced by snores. Her right arm dropped off the lounge chair and landed with a thud on the deck. She didn't awaken. Another 10 minutes. Frank debated tying her wrists together, but that would be obvious foul play when her body turned up. What an interesting turn of words, foul play. A term with such gravity, yet it was called play. Or maybe it meant you played someone, as in trickery. He got that feeling in the pit of his stomach again. What if something went horribly wrong and she awakened? Bound wrists prevented her from saving herself. Were there predators that might consume her flesh? He hadn't even thought about that. In the end, he decided to leave her wrists unbound. In the unlikely event her body was recovered, the ties would leave bruises. Those marks would not only be evidence of murder, but also provide information on the time of death. He dropped the rope onto the deck. She was dead weight. He had given her a triple dose, so there was no way she would regain consciousness. He lifted her arm and dropped it to test his hypothesis. No response. Her arm was limp in his hand. Dead weight. He released it and dropped it to the ground. He stepped back and studied her. He had positioned her lounge chair close to the edge, which made it easier to get her off the boat. He remembered his engineering theory from college and had rigged a crude sort of pulley system that he now attached to the chair. His heart thumped in his chest, both from fear of discovery and the exhilaration of finally doing it. He didn't even feel an ounce of guilt.